The head of the International Monetary Fund has called for financial transparency among multinational companies to counter international tax evasion. Christine Lagarde noted that less developed countries suffer the most from tax avoidance techniques as they rely mostly on corporate income tax. Lagarde urged transparency on loopholes, business activities, profit allocation, and locations of subsidiaries. Earlier this month, the leak of confidential documents from a Panamanian law firm revealed just how some of the world's richest people hide assets in shell companies to avoid paying taxes. The leaks forced Iceland's prime minister even to resign and prompted British Premier David Cameron to release his tax returns for the very first time. International charity Oxfam says U.S. corporate giants such as Apple, Walmart, and General Electric hoarded some $1.4 trillion in tax havens between the year 2008 and 2014. To talk about this, we have Mike Harris, finance editor of Veterans Today, joining us. Mike, good to have you here on the program. Now, essentially, a lot of people under similar circumstances would start blaming the IMF as being part of the problem rather than being part of the solution. Now, do you buy that, and how does that playing out in this pretext and in this context and circumstance?
Well, I think it's a fig leaf that the IMF is hiding behind. This problem of multinational corporations avoiding taxes has become so obvious and so apparent to almost everybody that they had to say something. And like I said, this is a fig leaf they're hiding behind. Now, if you look what happens when a multinational corporation evades taxes, it deprives that country of the resources it needs to carry out its mission, to take care of its people, to provide for defense, to provide for all the benefits that these corporations profit from, and it weakens their position. Then if you cross that over and you look at what's going on globally with these trade organizations, the TTIP being passed, that weakens national sovereignty further. What we're seeing here is a move by the globalists to essentially dissolve the sovereign nations of the world as we see them today, or at least weaken them so much that corporate governance rules over sovereign governance of free people around the planet.
Now, Mike, does the IMF, along with other similar bodies that cooperate with it, do they have the necessary tools and international mechanisms to enforce what they're trying to promote here?
Absolutely not. The IMF needs to go away. It needs to be dissolved. It serves no useful purpose. The IMF has been a tool to enslave countries and burden them with debt for decades. What needs to happen is the local governments, if you're going to have a multinational corporation doing business within your sovereign territory, you better make them play by your rules and not allow them to pilfer taxes and to hide them in havens. And whatever means necessary, the sovereign governments of the world still have the power to extract their pound of flesh from the multinational corporations, which is why the multinational corporations are pushing so hard for the TTIP trade deal, which is really a disaster for all free humans on this planet.
Okay, Mike Harris, thank you for your comments there.